This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the Attorney General. We have a very good Attorney General. He's a very highly respected man. And we'll see what happens. But it's sort of interesting that a man out of the blue just writes a report. I got 306 electoral votes against 223. That's a tremendous victory. I got 63 million more. I got 63 million votes. And now somebody just writes a report.
We're talking about the Mueller report, and that, of course, is the president. What a day. Took a whack in a couple of different directions. We're going to talk about that right from the get-go. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. What else is new? As this next lady says, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News, all the time, we live in interesting times, especially covering the White House and politics in D.C. Hey, Ellen.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he was in Ohio when he said most of that today. He was actually in Ohio because he was there for the only Army tank plant that is left in the whole United States.
Yeah, and so he was at General Dynamics, like you said, that tank factory in Lima. And the thing that was crazy, too, is he won't let go of the McCain thing. I get that he didn't respect him and all of that, but he really rambled on. He talked about this one part where he said, I gave him the kind of funeral he wanted, which as a president I had to approve. And he said, I don't care about this, but I didn't get a thank you. That's okay. We sent him on his way.
I mean, he did lend them the Air Force to bring his body, but he didn't have to approve of anything that happened at the cathedral because that's up to the cathedral. So, you know, it depends sort of how you slice it.
Yeah, and even some Republicans are coming out, and they're either kind of trying to distance themselves from the comments, or Lindsey Graham, who's a big fan, of course, of the president's, he's saying, I respect my friend and what he did, and he's trying to,
right.
He said, I'm counseling him not
Isaacson,
to do that.
Johnny Isaacson, who's a Republican from Georgia, said the president targeting John McCain drove him crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is, do you think these comments come back to haunt him, or it just keeps that back and forth going on?
I think they actually do. I think it depends whether anybody challenges him in the primary, because if that does, they'll bring this up at the debate.
Yeah, that would make sense that they would do that. All right, and then here's this other comment I want people to hear. Here's another thing that the president said when he was out at that tank factory, like we just mentioned, in Ohio.
I think he's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife. Kellyanne is a wonderful woman, and I call him Mr. Kellyanne.
All right, so he took a swing at Mr. Conway, Kellyanne's husband. He called him a stone-cold loser, a whack job, a husband from hell. And now,
right.
It's crazy. Some people are saying on Twitter that the president is mentally ill, and they're calling into question his mental health. You were a psychologist. What do you say?
Well, you know, you don't say anything until you've actually seen somebody, but his behavior certainly leads some question. I have to say that. And the fact is that he tends to go off the rails, and his staff has told him, I know this for a fact, that he needs to not Twitter so much, but he just doesn't pay any attention to it.
Yeah, the Twitter, there's no way. I mean, over the weekend, it was like 50-plus tweets, and then you saw Meghan McCain came back and said, if he didn't tweet as much, he could spend time with his family. I wish I had more time with my father, more Saturdays.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's not stopping. I mean, that's not stopping anytime soon.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, I think he's just going to use Twitter and then absolutely not have the briefing. And what we know is that people in the White House basically are not coming during the day, and now they're threatening to take away people's credentials in terms of being unescorted from the place where you check in to the press room because people aren't coming to the White House. But why come unless you have to do pool, because there's nothing going on there all day?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. All right, something else happened that's interesting because spring has sprung and Disney has closed its $71 billion acquisition of Fox Entertainment business, Wow, this is kind of interesting, melding Fox and Disney together. What do you think?
That happened at 12:02 Eastern yesterday. And basically what happened is this Fox Entertainment has a huge lot in L.A., and they have spun off so that the channel and the business network and the sports network, Fox Sports, is all under Fox, but the various movies, et cetera, are under Fox Entertainment. And that was bought by, as people say in California, the mouse, which is Disney.
Yeah, very true. Disney. And then we have this other thing going on, this little thing called Brexit. And Theresa May saying it's a push. Nothing's happening on the 29th. They need more time.
Well, basically, they're willing to give more time, but it depends on how they vote. It's very complicated, and I can't really figure it out. And when I was actually in England, there were people protesting the Brexit vote. So, I mean, this is going to be going on and on. Supposedly, they're going to leave on the 29th of March, but again, it may not happen. I just don't know what the European Union is going to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then I got to ask your opinion of this. You didn't. I know that your dad didn't bribe, or your brothers, your way into college. I didn't have to bribe to get into Ohio University that I know of. What do you make of this whole deal? Does this taint Harvard?
I think it taints a lot of things. And what is really worried some is, one, extra time on exams, and two, having people rewrite their statements. That is a very big concern. And thirdly, paying off athletic directors to say that the student that they're trying to get in is an athlete. I can't even believe that somebody would try that. That is beyond anything I can even think of doing.
Yeah. So I want to clear it up. There's no truth to the rumor that I was a Olympic badminton player. Never have been.
And I was never an Olympic swimmer.
Perfect. So you're being honest. So that's good.
All
Ellen
right.
Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you. You got it.
All right, so you heard Ellen say the Brexit thing is complicated. It is complicated because I've really pored over this. Brexit, you look at this. Our president is a critic of the EU, and he keeps undermining Theresa May's plan to leave it, though. So the prime minister is kind of at home, tied up in the middle of this whole thing. And what's going to happen, it just gets messier and messier, and the deadline is not going to happen. That's the bottom line. She certainly talked about it. We're going to let you hear what she had to say. But, this was David Cameron's decision, the predecessor, the previous prime minister, to call the Brexit referendum in the first place, hoping and believing that for once and all, it would quiet the anti-Europe wing of his party. That was the idea there. It proved to be a rotten gamble because this referendum measure unexpectedly narrowly passed. So that's a huge blow to the political establishment. This is how you explain it, that had lined up kind of in a row, uniformly, if you will, in favor of staying. And it foreshadowed some of what's now happened with this, anti-elitist voters, because we see this in the United States. It's very similar to as a people being tired of the same old political machine and wanting something different in the White House. So Britain is close to that March 29th deadline for leaving the EU. What says the prime minister, though, at this point in the game? Because they are drowning in it. I'm going to let you hear what Theresa May had to say on the flip side and why you should care or not. Next.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
In March 2017, I triggered the Article 50 process for the UK to exit the EU, and Parliament supported it overwhelmingly. 2 years on, MPs have been unable to agree on a way to implement the UK's withdrawal. As a result, we will now not leave on time with a deal on the 29th of March.
All right, so you heard Theresa May. They're not going to leave on time. So Britain's vote to leave the EU is historic, world-changing, all that. But what does it mean for all of us on this side of the Atlantic? Does it matter? Will it affect us at all? Yes, indeed. If you say, I don't care what the Brits are doing, we severed ties with them back a long time ago, although they are our allies in modern times, of course. What are the repercussions of this? Well, severing ties with the EU affects trade, immigration, money in your wallet, my purse, etc. So there are reasons you should pay attention to what's happening to this. You can't do anything about it, but when 2 years ago they voted to leave the EU by that slim majority, and you heard that, the path toward an agreement of what it would look like has not been right. It's been crooked. It's like crooked sailing. So there's been resignations. There's been trash talk, votes of no confidence in the prime minister's leadership and even in the government. Parliament shut down the deal that she sealed with the EU. So, you know, less than a week to go, it's exactly what the prime minister said. It's not happening. It's going to be delayed. So what does that mean and how does it pan out and what does it look like for future jobs and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, of course, like I said, it affects a couple of things like trade, the uncertainty over trade. that's a huge issue that we got to worry about. Because whether you're a tiny firm or a big, giant company, if you sell any kinds of services, goods, whatever, overseas, there could be disruption in that, in what would be a post-Brexit landscape, because trading conditions and tariffs would be uncertain. So, like, off the top of my head, let me think of some companies. Coors, BlackRock, eBay, they're concerned about the risk because it would affect them. And a no-deal Brexit also then could threaten a global economic stability. You know, we're on shaky ground here. That's the best way to put it, right? So relatively now, if, you know, you're looking, like, I'll give you an example. It's like I had this conversation the other day because we're taking the show. I'm taking the show to Ireland and mostly Northern Ireland. So what does that mean? In Northern Ireland, they deal in pounds. They have different currency. It's different from Dublin and South, I'll call it South Ireland. So the pound is weak against the U.S. dollar, and especially if you compare it to before the EU referendum, it's down over 20% from 5 years ago. So the good news is it's relatively cheap right now, but that will change, and that will certainly affect the people in Ireland, absolutely. Could even affect them, and hopefully not, when it comes to war, when it comes to bombs, when it comes to the nonsense that they've had to deal with in the past, because if they should have ratcheted tensions and they have these hard borders, it could lead to those, you know, problems again. So what are the repercussions of the UK severing ties with 27 nations, basically, with trade, immigration, and all that stuff? Well, that's some of the repercussions. And the fact that it's not solidly in place is the key thing. Okay, so what's going to be there in place of it? That confusion is the thing that's dangerous. It's the thing that's scary, if that makes sense to you. And it should. It should make sense that Britain's vote to leave the EU, it's world-changing, but what do we care about? Let's face it, right? Everything's local. I say this show is about that. And if I'm the voice of reason, and I always say I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, we're Americans, let's have a conversation. If you're listening to me in the United States, I know I have a lot of people listening in other parts of the world, too, and they care about what's happening with this for different reasons. But the U.S. companies, a lot of them, what does that mean? And especially the trade, right? What about the trade? The trade, to me, is the key thing. What is that going to do? So there's definite reasons of what it could hurt the economy. I mean, that's it. Especially with the U.S. companies, then it's passed on to you and me. You don't think it's a big deal, and then you realize it's a much bigger deal than you thought. So for now, traveling is cheaper. But then things are going to change, especially with tourists. And then Ireland is one of those places that would be affected. So my timing of going to Ireland is pretty interesting. And, of course, there are things that they can do in Ireland to perhaps stave off some of what could be some futuristic problems. Let's put it that way. Hey, coming up the rest of the way here on the show, woohoo! Have you filled out a bracket? I just had to do that. I was on a show today, Gary Jeff Walker, a pal of mine out of Cincinnati, and he wanted to go through the brackets and was asking me for what are the upsets? What are some upsets that you see that could happen early in the tournament? And the answer is Duke is going to win the whole thing, right? Duke and North Carolina, I think, are going to end up, even though, look, there's other teams I'd love to see in there too, because Duke and North Carolina always have a lock on one of these two teams getting there, but they've never played in the tournament. Can you imagine if they played for the whole thing? North Carolina would just explode, but Duke and North Carolina going head-to-head, possibility. There are some other teams that might have something to say about it, some teams I really like. If you're listening to us in Louisville, if you're listening to us in Virginia, if you're listening, if you're listening across the country, you're listening in Kentucky, listening in Texas. Somebody asked me about the Texas Tech team. A lot of people like the Texas Tech team to get to the Sweet 16. Maybe, but one of the first opponents is Northern Kentucky, and they have an incredible player. So needless to say, we will dive a little bit into it when we jump into the man cave. I've already told you, Duke and North Carolina, I think, meet in the final on April 8th. Should be incredibly interesting. Let's put it that way. Should be interesting. A couple of other things that certainly are on our radar, the New Zealand aftermath. So what that country is doing to put the pieces together after this mass shooting, one of the things that has happened is New Zealand has banned military-style assault rifles. The Prime Minister there, Ardern, said that was going to happen. And sure enough, immediately followed through with that. So, no assault weapons. 50 people killed, dozens wounded in the shooting. The Prime Minister said, "You might have chosen us, but we will utterly reject and condemn you," because now we certainly know that, we've heard some other things that the police say the suspect, they believe, by the way, was likely on to a third destination for more killings. Somehow they had identified some other place where he was headed. So the Prime Minister is vowing to cover the funeral costs, get financial assistance to the grief-stricken families, and then this gun control action, saying that, you know, we're not going to allow that any longer. They are completely banned. And by the way, the Prime Minister did have a conversation with Donald Trump, and she was asked afterwards, what did the president say? And she said he expressed sympathy and love for all Muslim communities. And it is very sad to see these coffins and these makeshift memorials people have obviously set up, because they are absolutely grief-stricken. Coming up on the flip side, as I like to say, we're going to dive deep into your thoughts as we head to the mailbag.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The president says he'd have no objections to the public seeing the results of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the attorney general. We have a very good attorney general. He's a very highly respected man. And we'll see what happens.
Attorney General William Barr has pledged to be transparent, but he hasn't promised to publicly release the report. The president has again gone after late Senator John McCain over the way he blocked repealing Obamacare, over the fact he never got a thank you for his funeral, and says McCain turned over a fake dossier on him.
John McCain got it. He got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
About the mail. Can you talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
All right, it is time to talk about the mail because I said we want to hear what all your thoughts are on this. And I'll tell you, a lot of people have thoughts about what's happened in New Zealand, and of course you do, because you can only imagine, as I said, close your eyes for a second and picture yourself in that situation. And I think your mind would just be lost. I really do. I mean, I have certainly dealt with grief in my life. I know all of you have had, I'm sure, have had some brush with some sort of grief, but the kind that is at the hands of a crazed person and you are a complete sitting duck and a victim. Ooh, boy, oh boy. So sad, so incredibly sad. There are no good words for this, period. But I got this one from Wendy, who says, Kate, I am a gun owner, and you've talked about being a responsible gun owner before, that's the key, is people who have the permits are doing it the right way, practice, take care of their gun, etc., and are responsible gun owners. But even as a responsible gun owner and someone who supports gun rights, after seeing all that has happened with assault weapons, good on New Zealand for banning them. Why? you know, look what happens each and every time we go back to the same weapon. And I agree that people that want to do crazy, screwed up things can find other ways to do them. But if it's unnecessary and it's easy to get and it's destroying lives, they need to go. So good on New Zealand. Then I got this one from Jake, who said, wow, the world reacting to this, the prime minister, I think, has actually done a good job of dealing with something outrageous. Because any kind of a mass shooting would be so rare in New Zealand, which is why the perpetrator picked that spot and decided to do what he did to all those innocent people, destroy families and lives and shoot innocent children and women and et cetera. I think that there is no question that he should get the maximum, which is death, and that his name shouldn't be mentioned, like the prime minister has said. But I think there are so many other problems surrounding this. And I think you nailed it, Kate. I've heard you talk about it before, having covered so many deaths like this, whether it's in churches or schools or workplaces, where we should be able to feel safe and secure. We just simply are not. It's a different world, and it's a screwed up world in many, many ways, sadly. Well, you know, that's what I say. Yeah. Schools, whether it's churches, whether it's workplaces, and what's the answer? I mean, I think for sure in a school, in a place of worship, you have to have guards. I mean, you have to have armed guards. You do. And you have to have metal detectors in these scenarios, because at least you have a fighting chance of stopping somebody who would come in. And it doesn't mean 100% you would stop them, by the way, because there is truth to, if there's a will, there's a way, and there's ways to find possibilities around what would bar you to entry. But if it's too difficult, and if you stand out, then it would be easier to point them out, figure it out, and nail somebody quicker. I mean, you even think of the movie theater thing in Aurora, Colorado, and I was with my family. I remember it vividly. We were at the Jersey Shore, and that Batman movie, we went to see it when it opened. So you saw what happened to the people in that movie theater. And you can't replace life. I mean, that's the thing. And obviously the people who do this don't have any regard for life. No amount of money, no amount of therapy, no amount of suing, none of that. It just doesn't replace the person that you cared about, the person that you hung with, the family member you loved the most, the son, the daughter, the nephew, the best buddy, whatever. Just doesn't. All right, so let's go to this one from Howard. And Howard says, hello, Kate. I was wondering if you were going to be on the air tonight, because I was assuming that you might have won the Powerball. You know, it's interesting you say that about the Powerball. The winning numbers were, I'm going to give them to you, 10, 14, 50, 53, 60, and Mega Ball 21. So if you win, if you were the winner, I don't think I was the winner. The Hubs, we don't really play the lottery, but if it's a giant one, he always gets a couple numbers for fun. The winner can choose a lump sum of $335 million before taxes, or just get the prize in annuity payments. What I love about this is arguing over how you would get the money. I mean, the chances of winning it are so negligible. But the other, so the Hubs, when these things come up, he'll say, oh, well, you know, of course you'd get the prize in annuity payments. No, you would take the lump sum and you just get the taxes out, right? Yes, that's what you would do. Because we don't know how long we're going to live, right? Just think what you could do, the good you could do with that money. I'm not waiting for it to get eked out. How many years? How do I figure that out, right? And, you know, it's interesting. The lump sum, the $335 million, just to put this in perspective, that's less than baseball player Mike Trout is getting to play for the to stay with the Anaheim Angels in an extension. Oh, so he probably doesn't play the lottery. Why would he play the lottery? It doesn't matter. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Cindy, and Cindy says, "Hi, Kate. I heard you talking about Ireland, and I just wanted to tell you to have a good trip, and I can't wait to hear about that trip on the air. I've been to Ireland several times. I've been to many places in the country, but I don't think as far north as you're going. You'll get to see the Peace Bridge, it sounds like, and some other really great parts of that country that are just absolutely beautiful. So good for you. Enjoy the trip. And there is nothing like Irish soda bread. Yeah, they call it brown bread there. So we all call it soda bread. They call it brown bread. And I think what's good, I've been to Ireland once before, and it was mostly spent in and around Dublin. I mean, I went out of it. I did go out of Dublin. So I did travel to some castles and some other places, but not as far north. You're right about that. The thing that is cool, that was cool about Ireland, I mean, the people were friendly, all of the things they always hear, but they had incredible soup. I'm like a soup hound. Like, I'm on a quest to get the best ever. And if you can help me with this, if you know where there's good onion soup, the best onion soup you've ever had, or mushroom soup, send me that at katedelaneyradio.com. So always looking for those. Always looking for the best tortilla soup and potato soup. And anyway, Ireland has amazing soup. The soup is so good in Ireland, and the seafood is great in Ireland, too. So, yes, I'm very, very excited about it. I like the stories. I like the scenery. I like the tranquility of it. I like the kind of the vibe of it, I guess. So I'm in. Yeah, 100% in. Okay, so thanks. Let's go to this one from Mac, who says, Mac. I'm thinking like Mac the Knife, Bobby Darin. Mac, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I was wondering if you are a big college hoop fan and if you are filling out any brackets. I always just kind of take a shot at different teams. I know a little bit about college hoops, but I think some of it in the early rounds is just pure luck. It's all about beating my friends. We always have a bracket challenge." I've always had a bracket. I've always filled out a bracket, since I was in college, I think. And sometimes it's been with people I've worked with in sports areas. Sometimes it's just been in people I know in offices, and then I'm in the middle of their pools, too. I did win a pool once, shockingly, in whatever division I was in. It was an ESPN thing. And you know what I got for that? I got a leather coat. They sent me a leather coat, guy's leather coat, which I gave to my brother, and they sent me a trophy. Here's your trophy for the win. So no loot. Of course, there's no money involved with that. But I did get that coat that I gave to him. So the answer to your question is yes, 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 yes. It's just fun to do the bracket thing. And coming up when we go to the man cave, I will give you some do's and don'ts when it comes to these last-minute bracket tips, because you have to get them in very early in the morning before everything kicks out if you're going to actually participate in one. And my tips are pretty easy. In fact, I'm going to go to the tips coming up right at the beginning of our conversation in the man cave. I'll meet you there.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah,
going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Sing it, Andy. We are in the man cave, so come on in. Take a seat anywhere you like, because we have some new furniture, if you can imagine that. We put up some of those big fathead pictures. I won't even tell you who the fatheads are of. If you know what I'm talking about, they're giant players, and you slap them against the wall. It's a cheap way to well, it's not cheap, but it's cheaper than the things that you would have to do to really fix it up. And we got some lights that are twinkling all over the place. It's a great excuse to keep up Christmas lights because it works for a man cave. In the man cave, it would be all about results, watching teams you could care less about, and filling out brackets to try to find out which of those teams you could care less about have the best chances of winning. One of the four seeds, and let me tell you who the four seeds are in the tournament if you don't know, Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, and North Carolina. So Gonzaga is just one of those teams that people love to love, I think. I don't know if it's the history of upsets, that kind of thing. But Mark Few has been the head coach at Gonzaga since 1999. Yeah, since 1999. And Gonzaga, this time out of the chute, they're taking on Fairleigh Dickinson University. And here's what Mark Few had to say about them.
They are a legitimate team that we're going to have to play pretty darn good to move on. They got some toughness, they got some experience, some real resiliency. Some of them are on probably playing their best basketball of the year. So, they have athletic kind of mobile bigs like we do and guards that can shoot. So it's going to be a challenge. So you kind of got to just throw the seed out and just start kind of game planning.
I don't think it's going to be much of a challenge, no offense to them, because I think for Gonzaga, they're going to coast through the tournament and get to the Final Four. They're one of my Final Four teams. It's Duke, Gonzaga, Tennessee, and North Carolina for me. I do like Virginia, but Virginia against Tennessee. I was watching Tennessee the other day, and I just liked what I saw from the Vols, and I think that they, in a very tight one, pull that out. So who knows? What do I know? It flip a coin, right? Here's what I do know. Warren Buffett annually offers $1 million for life for a perfect NCAA Sweet 16 bracket. Can you imagine if you got that bracket? There's no, like, danger of that. Because it never happens. It's like an impossibility. It's like you have a better chance of winning that Powerball that's the winning numbers I just announced earlier. You have a better chance of winning Powerball than that. So here's a couple of quick tips if you're trying to frantically fill out a bracket or two before the morning or during the morning or whenever you fill it. It doesn't matter, but before the game start. So don't pick a team that hasn't been better than 500 in its last 10 games. Don't do that. Because that doesn't, if you go back traditionally in history, it just doesn't work. It doesn't matter. They look like they're going to peak. They look like this is going to happen. You're smarter to not do that. All right, here's another one to do. Don't pick a number 16 seed to beat a number one. It's happened rarely. UMBC upset Virginia and busted brackets last year, but it took 136 tries for it to happen. What are the chances that's going to happen again? I would say don't bet on it. Don't pick a team because it's your favorite, and that's one of the rules of any sort of gambling for fun or for bragging rights or for money. Don't do that. Because you enjoy the team, then it drives your bracket into the ground, and then, yeah, you get, it colors what you're picking. Don't assume that any kind of a team that did well historically or last year will do well this time around. Because you have turnover in college basketball with players who are in and out. So Villanova won the national championship two of the last 3 years. But this year, the Wildcats are completely retooled in many areas. So don't let that cloud your judgment. That's a very, 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 very big one. And then the other thing is, if, you know, just because some team wins their conference tournament and they should be good, they're a dark horse, they could win it. Because the Cyclones won the Big 12 tournament, but before that they had lost three in a row. And they take on Ohio State. And the only reason Ohio State's had to deal with injuries, so they wouldn't probably be seated where they are. I mean, so that's the bottom line, right? Don't ignore, and then, you know, but don't ignore a bad matchup either. So that's the other thing to look at. It's just a couple of quick tips about doing the bracket thing. $1 million from Warren Buffett. Oh, can you imagine? Every year he would just hand you $1 million. Oh, that'd be incredible. right? Can I have it all up front? Can we just put a timeline on it? He knows. Nobody's going to get it. Something's going to happen. Some one, two teams, three teams, whatever it is. You're not, the odds of the perfect bracket are not great at all. I mean, they're not. Okay, so let's move on to a couple of other things coming out of the world of sports that we would talk about. And the Johnson brothers are wild. And DJ is one of my favorite golfers, if you don't know who he is, Dustin Johnson. So a couple of years ago, DJ was favored to win the 2017 Masters, but he had to withdraw moments before his first round tee time. He had a back injury, and he suffered it before the tournament. The night before the tournament, he fell down steps in his rental home. How does that happen? Like, you have to bubble wrap him. Now his brother and caddy, Austin, slipped on stairs in a rental house near TPC Sawgrass after the Players' Championship when they were packing up to head to this upcoming tournament this week. He broke a bone in his left hand. So he doesn't withdraw, right? He's the caddy. He has a black cast, and he's got a sling carrying the bag at the Pro-Am. That's what he was sporting. And this, of course, is in Palm Harbor, Florida, where that's going on. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So brothers who are a little bit klutzy. It's just, it wasn't funny when he slipped on those steps, DJ, at the Masters, because he really did dunk his back. I mean, it was really bad. And now his brother is saying, I'm still on the bag. I can still do it. I can still do it. Don't take me off of it. I can lift it. I caddied once. Yes, I did. When I was a kid, I guess I was 15 or 16, maybe 15 or 16. I had these friends that said, hey, listen, they're looking for people to, because I knew golf. I played a little. I wasn't great, but I knew the game. Hey, they're looking for caddies. Do you want to be a caddy? And I stupidly thought I could just see the dollar signs. Oh, yeah, I'll try to stack that cash away for college because there was no bribing going on in my family. And I did it. I did it a couple of times, and it was backbreaking. It was. It was backbreaking. I did it. It was sort of fun, and I knew, oh, I can't do this for a summer. There's no way. There's got to be a better way to make some money than being on someone's bag carrying it. I did accidentally move one of the balls. I will confess to that. When it was just off the green. Whoops. I gently placed it back down again. Gentlemen's rules. It was okay because it wasn't really a tournament at Woodcrest Country Club in New Jersey. Thanks for joining me in the Man Cave. Good luck with those brackets if you do fill them out. And thanks to everybody else for listening to this hour of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody.
It's time to join the Tejibo Tea Club. Tejibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tejibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tejibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.